Mevrouw Hashem, we zeggen te beginnen een nieuw mijmer van de Alter Rebbe. De mijmer die gaan aan Tame, dat de Alter Rebbe zei in Parshas Tetzaveh, Tovkuf Samach Zayin. The subject of the mijmer, as you could see from the cover, is Machol Shabbos, is Shabbos food, eating on Shabbos. Acholi Shabbos. Shmuel said we went in to get to pick up the Sfarim Lach that the Yid over there told him that his Shabbos food will never taste the same. I didn't think that was awesome. Shabbos food will never taste the same. You have to learn this Maimon. That's a very, very good word, a very true word that he said. When a person understands the oimek, the depth of the inyan of Achilu B'Shabbos, Acholi Shabbos, so the food will never taste the same. Bechlal, the whole inyan of eating is touched upon here in the Maimer, the whole inyan of eating. Befat, the inyan of Achilu B'Shabbos. And with this we're going to begin spending some time learning a few of the Mamorim from the Alter Rebbe on Shabbos. So in the Psicha, in the introduction, the author of the Biurim, Rabbi Altain, as always, helps us and gets us ready for the Maimer with a beautiful, beautiful Psicha. So let's learn that together. And then we'll have to have a little of our own Psicha on the subject of Chalas on Shabbos, which is where the Maimer begins, the Inyan of the Chalas on Shabbos. Kla Gadol Amar Chazal. Chazal taught a great principle, a great klal. What's going to be Baruch Israel? If you have a table, the Baruch Hashem wanted to refine us, to purify us, to merit us with the schus of all these mitzvahs, and He gave us a lot of Torah to learn and many mitzvahs to perform. When his baru hadvarim became a kindness, and it's been explained in a number of places. Shapeirish Lazakais es Yisrael, that the deeper meaning of Lazakais es Yisrael doesn't mean just a schus, that it's a merit for us, but Lazakais means La'asoisam Zakim, which means to make Jews into people who are refined and pure and holy. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lazakais es Yisrael, Zach Vinoki, Lazakais, to purify, to refine. La'asaisam zakin. La'asaisam matahara. V'chein amur b'medrash. Chazal say in the medrash. Le'nitnu mitzvahs el latzar v'sabriyas. That the mitzvahs were given to us in order to refine us, to purify us. Lefi pshutai. The simple pshat. Mashmoz ha'dvarim sha'idei ha'mitzvahs. Through the observance of mitzvahs. Ha'ad mezakech es midaisav. That by observing the mitzvahs, a person is able to refine, to purify his midas. Liyos bal midas zakeis ha'taharis, the person of beautiful, pure, and refined midas. Ba'emek yoseh, however, on a deeper level, Mavur is explained. Sheidei ha'mitzvahs, the two mitzvahs, ha'odam mizdabig pa'kadosh baruch hu, mitzvah ha'mitzvahs. That by a person observing the mitzvahs, he's able to become attached to Hashem, the one who gave the mitzvahs. V'chein mavur b'chassidus, sh'ha'mitzvahs and yonim tzav to the chibur. And we learn in the Svarim HaKadoshim from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he said that the lashon of mitzvah, a mitzvah is a lashon of tzav to the chibur, which means binding together. To bind together, the word mitzvah, tzivui, tzav to, means to join, to bind something together. Shall yodam ha'odam eschabim kadosh baruch hu mitzvah ha'mitzvahs. That through the mitzvahs a person becomes bound and attached to Hashem, the one who gave the mitzvahs. The fiyas saizah, we understand this on any level. It's the same thing with parents and children. That when a person, the hiskashus that a person has with the other person is by living in accordance to the other one's will. Not what's considered nowadays when people are bonding with each other, you know, to disregard each other's interests, concerns, and desires, but you know, every now and then to send a poem or a piece of cake or something. That's not called bonding. I told you many times that Lubavitch Rebbe Schussi again later, that when things got very, very big in Lubavitch and it was no longer possible for the Chassidim to go for Yechidus to be alone with him, so there was a Chassid that sort of complained when he was passing by to get his dollar or his piece of cake. So he was complaining to the Rebbe that how is a person supposed to have a hiskashis with the Rebbe? How is he supposed to be attached to the Rebbe under these circumstances? You know, because three times a year you pass by and you get a dollar. How is this supposed to be hiskashis? And the Rebbe said to him, if you do what I ask, then you're attached to me. We're not used to that. In America, we don't like that. If you do what I ask, then I'm attached to you. I'm talking about, you know, music and feelings and poems and stuff like that. Rebbe said that if you do what I tell you to do, then you'll be attached to me. That's the hiskashrus. That's a very, very pneumistic thing. What that means, a very pneumistic thing. A person thinks that he's attached by schmoozing with and writing a letter or doing this or doing that, or email or text messages and all that stuff, that he's becoming dovek to a person, the ikid vekis to a person, and the ikid vekis, of course, to Hashem, is by living in accordance to that, to the will, to the deepest will that's been expressed by the person that you love, not by sitting on a schmoozing for 5 hours. It's by living in accordance to the way of that person. So we understand that by observing the mitzvahs, a person, every mitzvah is at savta. Every mitzvah binds a person. When a person does the will of Hashem, then he becomes bound to Hashem, the mitzvah ha-mitzvahs. The fi yisayit zeh, shemohus ha-mitzvahs u'inyin rachni, according to this, that the mohus, the deeper purpose of a mitzvah in its essence, is that it binds a person spiritually to the Creator. V'yesa al-kein, inyin eloki, Yesh mokim la'ayin b'mohus atzivu shal enik Shabbos. Based upon this, we need to understand the mitzvah of enik Shabbos, of enjoying Shabbos, of delighting in Shabbos. Haynu ha'mitzvah la'anig is a Shabbos, ayda achilas basar adagim echol mat'am. The mitzvah that we received from the Nevi'im, which is of course rooted in the Chumash, but the mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos for eating meat and fish, chomat amim, and all kinds of delicacies. Kate said, Yitachin, how could it be? Sheideh hanoa megushemus kolkach, that by a person having such megushem dikke pleasure, such physical pleasure, how is it possible? It says, kanos achila, like the enjoyment of food, that yigiyah ha'odam lemailu medrege uchanis. How is it possible that through delighting in such a physical pleasure as eating, that a person should be able to become attached, more spiritually bound and attached to the one who gave this mitzvah. On the one hand, it's been explained in a number of places, that one of the most physical, one of the most base and physical pleasures that a human being has is the pleasure of eating. In this regard, there's one thing that a human being and an animal do in the same way. I mean, this might occasionally use a fork, and the animal's not so stupid to peg to go to the restaurant and stuff like that. Other than that, there's very... The act of eating is something that animals and human beings share in common. So it's a very, very megushim dikke thing to eat. It's a very megushim dikke thing to eat. It makes no difference, like the women call it, the presentation of the food. You know, there's a thing about how to present the food. To present the food, there's some men, I think, that are Isaac in that also. But it's the trademark of a real serious balabosta, not only that the food should taste good, but it should even look good. so that a woman could work for so many hours, not just to cook the food, but to make it look nice, and 5 seconds later, all the men have their heads buried in it, and then it's like all over the floor on the table, and it's such a magushim dikke thing, the eating and the whole inyan of food. On the other hand, Amr Chazal shekol ma'aniges haShabbos zoicha lo'oneg amit ha'amiti shel hanah mizeh v'shchin. On the other hand, Chazal have taught us that a person who's ma'aniges haShabbos, ma'aniges haShabbos means with eating, not only with eating, but it's a major expression of the oneg and a way of having this oneg is through eating. So that person is zoicha to have delight and pleasure from the ziva shchina, from the divine, from the radiance of the divine presence of Hashem. Oz tesanigal Hashem. It says in the pasuk, in the same pasuk in Navi in Yeshaya, where the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos is revealed to us. So the pasuk in Navi says, Oz tesanigal Hashem. Oz tesanig al Hashem. Then you have pleasure and delight in the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'chayor l'fi pshuta en l'cha richuk ha'erach gadol mi'harichuk sheben taivas achila shi taivim gushemes v'hamas b'yaseh. He says that if we think about this in a simple way, there's no greater distance imaginable than the distance between the taiva v'achila, the physical taiva, desire to eat, which is the most base and physical thing, like an animal. Patanig ha'nifla v'amuf shel b'yaseh shal anam izeh v'shchina, and the most refined and the most sublime delight and pleasure, which is Hanah Mizeh Vashchina, the pleasure of the divine radiance of Hashem. And yet the mitzvah of Tanit of Einik Shabbos is revealed as the tachlis of eating and drinking and everything is Oz Tis'anig Al Hashem. Then you will delight in Hashem. So how could it be? How you talking? If I shall yidei shah adam is anig mechilas basar adag and pashtida, the chaman, is it possible that a person who's having pleasure eating meat and fish and kugel and shalant, pashtida means kugel and chaman means shalant, lechvayt Shabbos for the honor of Shabbos, yavel madregas nalas bevodas Hashem, that the person should come to his highest madrega, oz this anig al Hashem. Gam lefi pshutim shel dvar, even according to the simple pshat, Yom Shabbos yesh bo kedusha yisera al shar hayamim. Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, has additional kedusha, has more kedusha, holiness, than the rest of the week. K'moshe kosev, as it says in pasuk zocher, Yom Shabbos lekadshei. Al kein baruch Hashem es Yom Shabbos v'kadshei. To remember Shabbos and to sanctify the Shabbos. And Hashem blessed the Shabbos. Al kein baruch Hashem es yom haShabbos v'yikadshei. Baruch chayotze bayin. We have many other psukim like this. The yom haShabbos adam shoyveis memlechas achal. On Shabbos, a person stops all of the work of the week. V'kol kulay osik binyani teru tefila kedusha. And the person is completely osik binyani teru tefila kedusha. He's completely immersed in learning Torah and davening and kedusha. All of this, we understand, all of this fits Shabbos. All of this, we understand, is the goal and the purpose of Shabbos, to become holy, to become attached to Hashem. Therefore, we know that Hashem gave us that day where we are totally removed from our responsibilities in the physical world, so that we should be able to focus on Torah and Tefillah and Kedusha. We understand that. HaShabbos Yizeich L'Maisa B'Reishu Yizeich L'Shiz Mitzvayim. Shabbos Yizeich L'Maisa B'Reishu to the creation of the world and to Yitzchiz Mitzvayim. Klamer, Hena Zikaron L'Maisa Hashem B'Briyas Shemayim V'Aretz. To remember the creation of heaven and earth. She'in Yonah Lizkas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shubayi Ha'ilam. Which of course means to remember Hashem always and to live with that thought that Hashem is the creator of the world. And Shabbos, when we are detached from the physical world, we can focus on that thought. V'hein, Sekaron hanes the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also to remember the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zeh shekadosh baruch hu manigas oilam gam la'achas haneiva, which of course means that Hashem didn't just create the world and leave it alone, but that Hashem controls the world and guides the world and is involved in the world after it's been created, which is what Yitzias Mitzrayim of course teaches us, that Hashem hasn't left the world, that Hashem is involved in the world. And sometimes Hashem even intervenes miraculously into this act of controlling the world. The rule is, Hashabbos in Yonah Lefi Pshutai, the simple pshat of Hashabbos is lechazik la'amitz zakeshes shel ha'adam im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is for the purpose of strengthening the attachment that a person has with Hashem. Vaskira as Gedulas Hashem, and to remind the person of the greatness of Hashem and how Hashem is involved in our lives and He's the Creator and so on. So Ketzad Misyashiv Umatim Hadavar, how does that fit together? Imahad Goshi Yisera Chilus Dvarim Hagorm Tanu Gashmi Laguf, with this emphasis that we have on Shabbos with eating, and the eating brings more Tanu Gashmi Laguf, that it causes the body to have more physical pleasure. And this question that we have of how do we reconcile the Einig Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos, with the underlying tachlis of Shabbos, which is detachment from the world and spirituality, how can those two be reconciled? This question of course becomes seven times greater. That's just an expression, it means infinitely greater, l'fi teres ha'sayit. According to the teres ha'sayit, according to Kabbalah, when a person learns Pnimis ha'Torah, the question is much greater. Shabbam uvur, keitzad b'yom ha'Shabbos me'yum esgam l'mata, eris l'yom na'alam b'yoyse. When a person learns Pnimis ha'Torah, the inner world of teres Hashem, then there in Kabbalah, it's revealed how on Shabbos, the lower world is mamish shining with the highest iris that come from the highest level of the universe. On Shabbos, the highest iris of the universe are shining on Shabbos in this world. The Sifrei Kabbalah, Yisrael Shabbos was man aliyas ha'ilamis. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Kisvari, in the Ramak, and so on, it's explained in very, very, very great detail about how Shabbos is the time of the Elias Olamos, of the ascent of all worlds. Climber, which means Zaman Kazeh, is a time Ashabai Ha'olamos Mekablim Ha'ara Elokis Al Yom Yaseh. It's a time that all worlds, even this physical world of Asiya, is illuminated with the highest light of Hashem. It's the time of Elias Olamos. The oilim in Madrega also, the Madrega Elokis Ruchanis Al Yonah, that the all existence, all worlds, are lifted up to a high godly Madrega. Lashon Hacher, putting this simply, B'yimayis Achol, during the 6 days of the week, Harei Ha'or Ha'eloki Hamechayis Ha'ilonis, the light of Hashem that gives life to all worlds, who or mitzumtzum b'yayser, it's very constricted, it's very hidden. It's withheld. It's only a dim light that comes from Hashem to enliven the world during the 6 days of the week. It's just a ha'ara, a little bit of a glimpse of godliness that gives life to all creation during the 6 days of the week. It's mitzumtzum b'yoseh. Ha'noisin makam yoseh l'kach sh'nevram le'akiru b'yoseh l'manhigah. And because during the 6 days of the week so little godliness is revealed, it's much more likely Chas Hashem, that during the 6 days of the week, creation will fail to recognize, and especially the human being who is a Baal Bechira will fail to recognize that there's a Creator, and will fail to recognize that the Creator not only made the world, but He's the same Creator who took us out of Mitzrayim and who was with us every single moment of our lives. So during the 6 days of the week, since the light is very mitzumtzum, it's very, very constricted, there's much more of a danger of a person falling to this mistake of not being able to recognize the Creator. However, on Shabbos, Yesh Kedusha Yisera. Shabbos there's this additional Kedusha. It's the deeper meaning of the Neshama Yisera, the extra, of the additional soul, the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. Shemachmasa Nasa Ha'olam Kodesh Yoyse Mezukach Yoyse, that the world becomes holier and more pure. When the Rishna was a little boy, you know that we've spoken about that many times, when the Rishna was a little boy, he was able to tell the exact time when it was, he was able to tell when Shabbos started by looking at the sky. He would look at the sky and he would say that it's Shabbos, you know, that not because of how dark it was. Even as a little boy, he would say that he could see, and he could see that the sky was clear, it was pure Shabbos. He could see that with his physical eyes, that there was, from the time that he was a little child, the Rishna could see that it was Shabbos. In the world, he could see that it was Shabbos. We're not masik what that means, that to look at the physical world and to see that it's Shabbos in the world. But the tzaddikim who are so attached to Hashem and are so sensitive to the changing state of the elements of the worlds, so they're able to feel and to see mamish Shabbos in the world. The world is more refined and the world is holy. It's an Elias Islandus. Shabbos is in time, the Beis HaMikdash in space. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we were able to see in the Beis HaMikdash, we were able to experience the Hashiras HaShechina, the presence of Hashem as Baruch Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. That's in space. And in time, that's what Shabbos is. A time like Shabbos, is that the time that a person should throw himself into eating all kinds of delicious things that cause there to be hanor gashmis lagufo, that bring more pleasure to the body of a to one's physical desires are being indulged on Shabbos? How does that make sense? And it's the kasha in space in the Beis HaMikdash too. That we think of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever a person thinks of the Beis HaMikdash, was able to imagine what it looked like, so you usually think of it just like, you know, empty, with all the right things there, with the mizbeach and the shulchan and the menorah and everything. But you know, you think of it, everything is clean and sterile and shiny. We don't think of it like with blood splattered all over the place. But that's when it was labored in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way Hashem wants it. a steady flow of behemoths, of animals, and blood spritzing all over the place, and kahanim up to their knees in the blood of the korbanos. So it's a hard thing to be masik. That in time, Shabbos, which is the time of the Aliyas HaElamus of all worlds ascending, and the light of Hashem being revealed in the most powerful way, that Shabbos we meet up with the cows. But you know, on our tables, and we're eating and it's Anig B'Shem B'Shabbos Tanug, and the Inyan of Ayin is Shabbos, and so, and but especially Achila Shabbos and in space. So the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place of Hashras HaShechina, was a place that's filled with physical things. First of all, the emphasis on how beautiful the building is supposed to be, and the emphasis on how beautiful the kelim and how specifically made. We're coming to these parashiyos in Hashem next week, and how everything had to be made according to such careful specifications, such a complete and total preoccupation with with physical things, which if you ask anybody about how do you love that person, the most refined person would say, I love that person in a very deep and spiritual way. And any normal person looks down upon relationships that are focused, that are revolving around physical things. What kind of a relationship is that? What does that mean? And obviously this raises the whole question of achila, of eating. What is eating? The other tanugim as well, but especially achila, which we know, and we've spoken about so many times, that the beginning of Teres Hashem, the beginning of Teres Hashem is the Eitz Hadas and Eitz Achai. Eat from here, don't eat from there. That's the whole beginning of the Torah. It's the shorish of our lives, is the act of eating. And therefore, it's such an important part of a person's life. When to eat, how much to eat, not having what to eat, and so on. It's the yesod of a person's life, the whole meaning of eating. And to understand how that has become such an important part of Avodas Hashem. You see that the meaning of the tzaddikim and the suda of the tzaddikim, the tish, to be by a tzaddik's table, and Jews coming together to eat together. And then, and the whole inyan of Yemei Mashiach is that we're going to be nana from the Suda Shel Yosem is a big, big meal with the tzaddikim. But to have the Suda Shel Yosem, to eat from this mysterious fish, the Lev Yosem, what does all of that mean? The Keser Shem Tov, in the Sefer Keser Shem Tov, where they have Torahs from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, move a marshal al enik Shabbos mi ben melech shenilkach b'shevi. There's a marshal in the Keser Shem Tov, and the Toldos talks about this also from the Baal Shem Tov many times. A marshal of enik Shabbos from a ben melech, a prince shenilkach b'shevi, a prince who was taken prisoner. V'yayim echad kibel igeris me'ovi ha'melech. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that one day, while he was in prison, the prince received a letter from his father, from the king. And this letter that he was able to receive from his father, from the king, caused him tremendous, tremendous joy. Chilik ben Hamelach yayin sorif la'anoshim shahoy vitay. The prince was able to have a bottle of schnapps over there in the prison. And he was able to give out schnapps to all the other prisoners. Who are these prisoners? These are not kosher people. He's the prince. He's a prince, and he's stuck with all these mushchosim, with these terrible criminals, right? So the prince gets this letter from the king, and that letter contains in it all the love that the king has for the prince, all the deepest, deepest, deepest thoughts and memories of what it means to be a king, what it means to be a prince, and that relationship. So how does the prince celebrate his receiving the letter? So he gives out schnapps to all the chevra, to the murderers, the thieves, the rapists, right? He gives out schnapps to all the chevra. Why? Says Kadesh Yismuchu Afheim, because when a yid is happy, he wants other people to be happy. It's a midah of a yid to be that way. That when he's happy, he wants everybody also to be happy. That's why it's such a big inyan, the whole, you know, a kiddush and a suda and so on, to make by a simcha and so on. He wants other people to be happy. And also, he doesn't want them to hold back his own simcha. There are two things. He wants to be mesamech the others. And also, if he's going to be happy, and everybody else is sitting around, the prisoners sitting around, you know, krechsing and groaning over the fact that they're prisoners and they're miserable and so on, so it's very hard for the prince to have simcha when the rest of the chevra is sitting there, everybody's depressed and everybody's sebrochen. So the prince passes around schnapps to the entire chevra. The Phoebe is there. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was explaining that according to this, Oineg haguf urak k'may David Stodi. What is the inyan of the body and having Oineg Shabbos? According to this Moshel the Baal Shem Tov, it's more like the body is being distracted. In other words, according to this, it sounds like all the tanugim of Shabbos, all of the pleasures of Shabbos, the physical pleasures, the eating and drinking and so on, it's those are the criminals, right? The body. The body means the different parts of our physical life, that those are like, that's like the criminals. The other guys in jail, right? So on Shabbos, the neshama gets a letter from the king, the soul of the Jew gets a letter from the king, and the soul wants to rejoice very, very, very deeply on Shabbos. The problem is that he has this physical life that's weighing him down. The criminals. That's his physical life. It's weighing him down. It's a lot of stuff during the week and a lot of things that are weighing him down. So it's chaval. The neshama wants to have the simcha of receiving a personal letter from the king, which is Shabbos. The Aliyas Olam is the neshama wants to have this. The neshama wants to have the pleasure and to be able to rejoice and to dance and to sing, receiving a letter from the king. But then there's the criminals, the eyes, the arms, the legs, not the, everything else. Is all tzibrochen and depressed, weighed down with daigus and worries and, you know, things of this world. And not only that, but the criminals don't understand anything refined about the letter from the king. So we could say, well, why doesn't the prince just say, hey, listen, guys, you're not going to believe this. Here in this disgusting and filthy, miserable place, you know, in this horrible prison, I just got a letter from the king. You can imagine the guys would say, well, whoop-dee-doo. And not only that, I want to share with you some of the thoughts of the king. He starts to talk about, you know, Zeir Anpin, you know, Askinu Sadas Drahim and Lusha, Saim Sechebs of the Malkik Bisha. So the guys in the jail say, what are you talking about? There's one thing the guys in the jail understand. Pass the beer. That's all. Just pass the bottle. So the neshama receives a letter from the king. And the neshama has an unbelievable need to rejoice. But the guf, the body, is weighed down with all of these things, all of things in the physical world, and also the body doesn't understand the language of the soul. The body doesn't understand. So the neshama talks about a letter from the king, the body doesn't get it. That's why in learning and teaching, that's why Torah uses the chachamim, and the tzaddikim use mishalim. What's a mashal? A mashal is a physical representation of the nimshal, right? When a person goes to teach children, if you imagine going to first grade, and nowadays even going into 12th grade, and to talk to them about, you know, I want to tell you something, boys, there's a letter that the king sent us, I want to share this letter with you. You imagine, like, the guys will start, like, hooting and throwing their shoes at the Rebbe. So the Rebbe's got to come in and start saying stuff like, we're going to have a really cool year. We're going to do all kinds of really good, gewaldige things. And you know, think of all types of mishalim to be able to somehow get across a little taste of the nimshal to the guys. So that's another way of passing around beer, right? Because the body speaks a certain language. It's not the language that the neshama speaks. So the neshama gets a letter on Shabbos, and the neshama wants to share that joy, and to be able to truly experience joy, you have to be able to fabrang with those who you're with, to be joyous with everybody. And you can't be held back by the others who don't understand the language of the king. So therefore, the Baal Shem Tov was saying is that the inyan of the eating and drinking on Shabbos is to sort of to distract and to give pleasure to the body in the language that the body understands, so that this way my neshama is able to rejoice in her language, which is the letter from the king, while my body is distracted and preoccupied and having fun with the language that the body understands, which is eating and drinking, right? That's a very deep mashal from the Baal Shem Tov, but that's not even the pnimis of what the Baal Shem Tov was saying, everything, but we have to learn the pnimis of that mashal, what it means. So the prince gives out schnapps, Kadesh Yismuchu Afhein, Leshbisim Chosla Fibiza, and Egagufu Akumet David Study. It sounds like, according to that mashal of the Baal Shem Tov, it sounds like the physical pleasure of the Oinig of Shabbos is just a side thing, like it's a side thing, because the body doesn't get it. So, you know what I mean? The body doesn't get it, so you have to give other things for the body to be happy. What makes the body happy is the challah, the fish that makes the body happy. So I'll give that to the body. But the ik, of course, the einig is Torah and Tefillah and Kedusha. That's the einig of Shabbos. Kedesh l'yaster al einig haneshama. So from here, if we would just stop here with this mashal, the Baal Shem Tov, and our little understanding of it, so then it would seem very, very sad. It would mean that really all of this business with the eating and drinking of Shabbos, all it is a side thing, a sideshow to keep that part of ourselves busy so that the ikkar of who we are, the neshama, should be able to delight in Hashem. That would mean that the eating itself, the pnimius of the maisa achila, is not something which is holy. Just like the guys in the jail cell that are drinking the schnapps, self kills self. Well, this is that they're stumped. They're indulging in something physical. It's having a glass of schnapps. That's what it is. So if we would end with this muscle, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it would be very, very, very hard for us to truly appreciate the oimek, the depths of achil b'Shabbos, of what it means to eat on Shabbos and to drink on Shabbos. Ach b'mamari chassidus, the last line. Ach b'mamari chassidus, however, in chassidus we're taught matzino bia amayk yosef musu shalchil Shabbos. So in the Sifra Chassidus, the deeper essence of eating on Shabbos is taught. Adam ha'oichel b'Shabbos, person eats on Shabbos, achrei hachana ruya, next page, after making the necessary preparations. That's the hard part. Is if you don't make the necessary preparations, and you don't learn and understand the sugya of achila on Shabbos, what it means in Pnimius, so then it's true that your active eating on Shabbos will make you just more magushim, will make you more physical. It'll make you more physical. It'll draw you deeper and deeper into your desires to fresh and to indulge in the physical world. If you don't make the proper achana, then what's the achil of Shabbos? Achil of Shabbos is the same as an animal that eats. Achen yochel ha-hapich is ma'ase achil ha-avayde v'chanes. When we learn the pnimius of achil, we'll see how with the proper achana, preparation and learning, a person is able to transform the act of eating into an avayde v'chanes, into a very, very, very amazing spiritual avayde. Ashal yodem is an negis an neshama mielukus, where the neshama herself can delight in God. In other words, it's not just that the neshama gets a letter and keeps the body busy with food, but that the neshama can delight in the food. That the prince can delight in the schnapps, which normally you'd say the prince is very far removed from something like a bottle of beer or schnapps. It's something which is terribly distasteful. Any normal person that even has schnapps, and we've discussed this before, any normal person tells you that they found it to be very, very, very terrible, to have a terrible taste. So then how did you end up on the street in the Bowery if it was so terrible? In other words, why did you become a shikha? Well, you seem to like it because that's what you're drinking all the time. So the teretz is, I developed a taste. Right? As we spoke about what that means, to develop a taste. In other words, it was not either. You think this didn't just happen to me. I worked very hard on this. So a lot of shalom zochas went into this. A lot of shalom zochas, a lot of brisn, a lot of kiddushin went into the, this didn't happen to me. Because I myself personally, many of you know, I never worked, that was not one of my avoiders in life, and every time I taste it, to me, it's the most foul, disgusting thing on earth, which was that anybody here, the first time you ever tasted it, that's how it tasted, because it's a disgusting and foul. Beer smells and tastes the same as, you'll forgive me, as the stuff that's made in the bathroom. But then you have people that are, I went, my mother asked me a few months ago, my mother asked me to go to pick up some seltzer. She likes a certain seltzer with a certain flavor, and I go in Queens into the store to pick it up, and I got the guy in marching hat with cases with those big things, in like you go in Home Depot, you know, like when you're taking out a house. That's how a guy buys beer, you know what I'm talking about.
Kegs.
Yeah, Amish, like you know, when you go to buy a house or something, or they're taking out these things, the guys. So where does that come from? So it's not vayda. Oh, but by many of them, it could be they already have it from the mothers. It's already in the mother's milk. They came to the world already. They had it, but it doesn't come to the world such a way. So how does it happen? So he worked on it. It's not void. So it means you had to. There was an avoided to. There was an avoided to make it so magushim that an intelligent person, akadekach, a nice intelligent person, would ruin his life. Would ruin his life. This morning in the news, they said. They said in the news that there was a skiing trip from some school. I don't know where, what school that they went, and the bus driver said to the kids on the bus, you could do everything, just no smoking. There's no cigarettes, no pot, but everything else is all right. And by the time they got to the ski resort, the entire chevra, all these 16-year-olds were totally, totally wasted. They were drinking the whole time, these boys and girls, that they couldn't even stand up by the time the bus arrived. The bus had to just tip over and dump them all, just dump them out onto the snow, get skis up in the air. little kids. So now they're gonna I'm sure they're gonna crucify that bus driver. He's an idiot to me, what is he? Telling they can do whatever they want. So they're gonna get him, and they're gonna pay. But no one's gonna talk about the pneumius of the problem. That's for sure not gonna come up. It's gonna be whose fault it is, and who's gonna be in trouble and all this stuff. But the pneumius of being so magushim. So how could it be such a thing? That the prince himself will be misadig in the king, in the etzem of the Gleser Schnapps. And when that's true, by the way, it'll never be too much Schnapps. Because since the whole Tachlis is only us disandig and Hashem, it'll never ever be too much Schnapps. Purim is one time a year. It's an expression we have amongst our people. Purim is only one day of the year. And what that means, Purim, as you know, is the deepest, it comes from the crown itself, of Ad Eloyada, till we don't know. And even then, we're not in such a madrega. And we have to be very, very careful not to chalila, to become behemoths. But that there can be that in the etzem hamaisa, of having a drink and of eating a piece of food, that a person is oztis anigel Hashem. That person who makes the proper achanas will never drink too much and will never eat too much. Never. No such thing. Some of you maybe remember how the Lubavitch Rebbe used to drink. It was shaloi b'derech hateva. How much he would drink it if I rang it. It was not anything that it could be understood, I think, by any normal person. How he would, for hours and hours, be making l'chaims and drinking glasses of vodka. Not glasses of vodka on a Purim, on a Simchas Torah, Shalai B'derech HaTeva. That wasn't mashpia kihuze on anything at all. And G'dayle Olam that had a koyach to do that. And it only led to levisume, to be misbasing, to become fragrant with a deeper connection to Hashem's Baruch. That can only be in the life of a tzaddik whose every thought, word, and action is dveikus b'Hashem. So there's no such thing as overdoing it. And when it comes to regular people, so then overdoing it is a terrible, terrible, terrible taiva. In a terrible sickness. So how is it possible that Oztis Andegel Hashem should be not just by reading the letters, the king's letter, and then distracting the body with other stuff, but be'etzem in the maisa of the schnapps and the eating, that there could be Oztis Andegel Hashem. The pnimius, it's a very, very hard thing to understand. And people that don't understand, the same people that are over drinking and overeating, and they use Shabbos as an excuse to fress. So those same people, when they see a tish of a tzaddik, they say, "Hey, look at that! That's a big rebbe. What's the food and eating and the drinking and the handing out the shrine and all this physical stuff?" So then, all the people that are fressing on their Shabbos, they can't understand what it means that the tzaddik eats. And they wouldn't understand the Beis HaMikdash either. They'll look in the Beis HaMikdash, is a big schlachthaus. The Beis HaMikdash is a big slaughterhouse. I think that the Beis HaMikdash is a delicatessen. So these people that criticize tzaddikim and don't understand what it means, a tish, a fabrangi, so they'll walk in the Beis HaMikdash and they're gonna sit, they're not allowed to sit down, they'll stand over there and they're gonna order a pastrami on rye and a root beer. That's when they come to the Beis HaMikdash, because they think that's what it is. They're going to have a hard time understanding what it means. What's the coin, the avoid of a coin in the Beis HaMikdash, what it means. Hagam Shadavar Mamukim, even though it's a very, very deep Indian, the near Muflohim B'Yoysel and Oshim Karakenu, and it seems like it's beyond the understanding of people like ourselves. Mikomakam nevertheless. We have to look deeply into this. It's such an important part of our lives. It's such a big thing in our lives. Even though we might not be able to reach, it's hard for us to reach these madrigas of actually being able to eat that way. You know, every time, and even a little bit's hard. But at least it should be clear in our minds. It should be clear in our minds. Hamakuvan ha'amiti b'achilas Shabbos, the true objective of achilas Shabbos, of eating on Shabbos. Ve'etzem ha'idiyah v'ha'akar hazu, and just knowing this and recognizing this, the koich ha'lifol will have the ability to help l'maise. Shagam kasher adam nenim v'achilas Shabbos b'pashtus, that even though it's true we're regular people, look, we're going to enjoy the kugel, we'll enjoy it like regular people enjoy it, but at least, lo yishaku b'tayv ha'mugushem shebezeh, at least, It'll diminish. It'll lessen the taiva hagashmas, that we shouldn't just be totally immersed in the physical pleasure. There should be something of what we're going to learn in every drop of Shabbos food that we eat. And not only that, but for the rest of our lives, we will be people who are yearning for this and who want. That what? Shachilosatiya b'kedusha. That we should be able to eat the kedusha not only on Shabbos, but especially on Shabbos. That we should be able to eat the kedusha, kedusha Shabbos atzma, like the kedusha of Shabbos itself. So it has the ability to change our way of thinking and what we want and what our objective and what our goal is. And that itself is very, very, very precious, because that itself, even at the beginning of our avodah, you'll see. That even at the beginning of the Avodah, and when we learn this, and we try to, a little bit on our levels, we try to apply, it's already going to make a huge difference in the Chil of Shabbos. And that's exactly what that little tzaddik meant when he said to Shmuel that after you learn this, Shabbos food will never taste the same. It's true. If you think even a little bit of what we're going to learn, then the eating on Shabbos will never be the same. So, Mitzvah Shem, this Shabbos it might still be the same, because we're not going to get started yet. So we'll start, Mitzvah Shem. The next Monday we'll have a little bit of a Hagdama by talking about what the Rebbe begins with. The Alter Rebbe begins with Yigam Latami from the Ari HaKadosh, the custom of Pi Ari to have 12 Chalas on Shabbos. By the Sugas of Shabbos to have 12 Chalas, which is Oymik Shabbat Malkim, the union of 12 Chalas by the Shabbos day. And Yigam Latami, we're going to begin with that. With that sentence from Ari HaKadosh about the Inyan of the 12 Chalas. So next week we'll start with a little bit of Hagdama of where did that custom come from, Ari, to have so many Chalas by the Shabbos table, and that's what we'll begin with next week.